Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. You've had our picks. Now it's time for the expert handicapper, Gabe Morenci. You can find him on Twitter at SportsRage, also at FNTSY Sportsnet and FNTSY Radio. Gabe, how are you this week?
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, we're ready to rock. I'm excited for a great weekend of football. Separation Saturday is upon us, or at least the first of many separation Saturdays over the next months. And I really am intrigued by this weekend's National Football League card as well.
Well, now, before we get in all that, when Pete was gone last week, you and I had a discussion as to whether baseball was difficult or easy to bet on. Did anybody see the first inning of the Cardinals-Braves coming?
Yeah. You're talking to somebody that bet on no run in the first inning.
Yeah.
Somebody that bet on the Atlanta Braves. Somebody that bet on under seven.
Right? So, who would do that?
I was down like $275 at 5:09 Eastern, I believe. About, you know, 6 minutes after the game started, I'm like, wow, I'm done. And I had the Dodgers later in the night.
So did
I. I'm thinking to myself, well, at least I'll hit the Dodgers, and I got the under here. This isn't so bad. I'm a diehard Dodger fan as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, whatever. At least the Dodgers are advancing, and at least I'm about to hit the under. And I'm patting myself. Oh, good call with the under, Morenci. Boom. Next thing you know.
Thanks, Clayton.
Dave Roberts is loading the bases, and it's 7-3.
Yeah.
Man, baseball is it's so much fun, and, you know, it's so much fun to watch. It's so intense. I love baseball. I've always loved baseball. But, man, it's tough to bet on. One thing that isn't tough to bet on, though, guys, and it goes against my nature because I'm all more of a no guy, but for those of you that like to lay it down early in a game, will there be a run scored in the first inning? It's a pretty standard prop nowadays, actually. Like,
yeah.
Everybody does it.
Yeah.
Will there be a run scored in the first inning, yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Yes is 16-4 in the playoffs.
Oh,
80%.
16-4. There's been 20 games.
Yeah.
In 16 of them, there's been runs in the first inning, guys. And this bet is usually a pick 'em. It's
wow.
Usually like, you know, minus 110. If there's aces on the hill, it'll be like minus 130 or 140. In a regular season, it'll be high. Like, you'll see if two aces in a regular season, that prop will be like minus 185 or something. But in the playoffs, a little different. 16-4 to the yes.
Hmm.
And, you know, we have another game tonight, guys, and just letting you know.
Yeah.
For the record, I think the Cardinals will win the series. And I think the Astros will beat the Yankees. So I think we're looking at an Astros-Cardinals series. And it'd be a good storyline there. They actually went to court, and there was criminal charges. If you remember, the Cardinals hacked into the Astros database.
That's right. 3 years ago.
It was really their stuff. Like, they pulled an OJ.
Yeah.
Like, the guy that left didn't change the passwords, and they claimed it was their data, and it got ugly. And I think someone actually went to jail for, like, espionage or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we're destined for a Yankees loss to the Astros, as good as the Yankees have been this year. The pitching's just going to be too much. And I think the St. Louis Cardinals, they'll just find a way because that's what the Cards do.
Yeah, they do.
You know, we talk a lot on the show about the dangling carrot games, you know. And there's one tonight. I'm a huge University of Miami fan from way back when nobody cared about them in the mid-70s. But for the life of me, I cannot figure out this line. And now it's gone up. People are betting Miami. They started off as a 2-point favorite. Now it's up to 2.5 against Virginia, which I think is the second best team in the ACC right now, anyway, after Clemson. I can't figure this out. I feel like they're daring me to take Virginia tonight because of how they played. Miami played last week against Tech, but. You have any thoughts on this game at all? Can you figure out that line, 2.5? The Canes are favored tonight. I think it's crazy.
Yeah, I always feel bad because since I've been coming on with you guys over the last couple of years, I seem to always pick on the Miami Hurricanes, but rightfully so. And listen, guys, I'm a Michigan Wolverine fan, and you know this, and you know Craig knows the pain.
Yeah,
you know, we're overrated, we're overhyped. There's no disputing it. It is what it is.
Yeah,
but is there a program besides Michigan? At least Michigan actually wins. Games. We just do it ugly, and, you know, we're not as good as we get hyped up to be. But I keep hearing Miami's back, and, oh, they've turned the corner, and I just don't see it. And, you know, I don't want to harp on the turnover chain and stuff, but it's a distraction. Like, yeah, I don't mind, you know, the chain. I don't mind. I'm not like, oh, I hate the bling, and I'm old school. I don't mind. I get it. You got to recruit with this stuff, and everybody has it, but there's no discipline with this team. You know, okay, good for you. You recovered a fumble. Now you guys are going to dance for 10 minutes on the sideline, like win the football game, then dance, okay?
Yeah.
I don't care what you do after the game. And it trickles down into their discipline.
Yeah.
You know, they're averaging 12 penalties a football game. They're ranked 123rd. Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep up with how many lying teams there are now, but I think there's 130 this year. So out of 130, they're 123rd in penalties.
Wow.
It's a problem. Yeah. They're not good enough to be beating themselves like this. And conversely, as you mentioned, Virginia's the second-best team in this conference. I think, Pete, you know, people hear about the hype of the U. They do a good job of hyping it up. The network does a good job of hyping these games up and, you know, living in the past, so to speak. And I think some people probably saw Virginia play Notre Dame where the wheels fell off. But really, Virginia hung with Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Perkins just turned the ball over every freaking second mm-hmm. time he touched it. You know, it was one of those deals where that was a frustrating game. Virginia played better than the score indicated there. I like Virginia in this spot, and I'll be betting it. And, you know, I'm in the contrary because I spoke to a couple of guys this morning on my show, and they were talking about the Ducks, and I just don't see it, Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The Bucks, the Ducks have played a couple of Pac-12 games. They haven't blown anybody out by this number. You know, keep your eye up on, you know, the injury situation tonight with the star wide receiver with the Buffs. But 21 points.
Mm.
You know, Colorado Buffaloes are a decent program now. You know, they can put points up on the board. They got a veteran quarterback in Montez. You're getting 21 points. Crystal ball doesn't play fast enough. This isn't the old school Ducks, man. You know what I mean? This isn't years ago in Chip Kelly. It's a new program right now. They actually play defense in Eugene now. I'm giving you the points with the Colorado Buffaloes tonight, plus 21. And before we get to the pros, I don't love the college card. Tomorrow, I've sort of been picking my spots and doing better, you know, just betting 3 to 5 college games as opposed to 8 college games at 12 o'clock, which, you know, I was doing too much. but, you know, how do you not take the over, guys, in a Red River shootout? And like Charlton Heston said, in my cold, dead hands, will I be calling it the rivalry? It's a shootout. I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but it's a shootout to me.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm going with the over, guys. I think it's going to be one. You know, Oklahoma's going to get into the high 40s here.
Yeah.
Texas can't stop anyone. And Texas, you know, Oklahoma's defense isn't exactly the steel curtain either, even though they're a little better this year. I like this game to get into the mid-80s. I'm looking at a, you know, 48-37 win. Mm-hmm. I think Oklahoma's going to cover, and I think it goes over the number. And I think Michigan State and Wisconsin, close football game. How do I not take the 10.5 points in that contest?
Yeah. On the NFL, of course, we're going to London again, a little earlier start. The Raiders screwed me in London last weekend. How do you see the Buccaneers and Panthers coming out in London this weekend?
Well, you know what? I was on the Bucs earlier in the year, guys. It was a Thursday nighter, and Tampa won a game outright. It's a double revenge spot for Carolina. You know, there's something to be said, man. And I'm actually a Cam Newton defender. I like Cam Newton.
Yeah.
But there's a spark that wasn't there before with this offense.
I agree.
You know, teams knew that Cam Newton just didn't have the arm strength. He's just not healthy enough. Cam was in a tough spot. He couldn't really scramble because he didn't want to get hurt, and his shoulder hurt, so he couldn't really throw the ball. There's something about Kyle Allen, and don't confuse him with Brandon Allen, as I once did, the kid from Arkansas. All these freaking Allen quarterbacks out here. Kyle Allen is now 4-0 straight up and against the spread. I know 3 games this year, 1 game last year. I'm not getting in front of that. You know, McCaffrey's been on fire. He got held to 39 yards in that first game, guys. That's not happening again. You look at Tampa's schedule. It's a killer. We knew it was a killer coming in. Now it gets real. A couple of weeks ago, they were in Los Angeles. Last week, they were in Louisiana. Now they're in London. It's got to catch up to them. It's a double revenge spot. McCaffrey's already 866 total yards from scrimmage this year. He's going to surpass 1,000 here. Kyle Allen improves to 5-0 straight up and against the spread. Another game, a fun game this week, guys, is this Viking game against the Eagles. And a lot of people are saying, oh, it's a tricky game. No, it isn't. The Vikings are the easiest team in the NFL to handicap.
Yeah.
When they play against a non-division opponent, you take them.
Yep.
When they play against a division opponent, you bet against them.
Hmm.
And you look this year, they're 3-2. They beat the Falcons. They beat the Raiders. They beat the Giants.
Yeah.
They lost to the Packers, and they lost to the Bears.
Yeah.
Mike Zimmer is now 40-14-2. Against the spread, against non-division opponents. Chew on that, guys.
Wow.
40-14-2. How's he do as a favorite at home? 19-2 against the spread. He's an absolute killer, moneymaker against non-division opponents. Last time I checked, the Eagles haven't relocated in his division. So give me the Vikings. People are down on the Vikings. Kirk Cousins isn't great, but he's not as bad as people have made him out to be. They had a rough couple of weeks on offense. They got on track last week. They're a completely different team at home. You know, they scored 34 and 28 points on their home field. I think they're going to get into the high 20s, probably 30s. I like the over 44 in this game as well. Cleveland, Seattle is another one that made my best bet list. And, you know, everyone's getting all trendy and, oh, Cleveland's going to bounce back because that's the way the NFL works. Well, okay, you do that. Baker Mayfield's played 18 games in the National Football League. He's got two wins against teams with a winning record, and it's the same team, the Baltimore Ravens. Okay?
Yeah.
So you're telling me I have Russell Wilson versus Baker Mayfield, and I have Freddie Kitchens, who should be working in a kitchen, against Pete Carroll. And the game's essentially a pick 'em.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not overcomplicate things. If you want to get a little factual, Seattle have won 8 straight times against the AFC opponents as well. Cleveland are overhyped, guys.
Yep.
Odell Beckham's already unhappy. He did an interview where he's trying to be cool, but if you read between the lines, he's frustrated.
Absolutely.
You know, I didn't come here to take handoffs.
Yeah.
You could tell. I know Odell's body language well, guys, and he's realizing that Baker blows. And he's in a tough situation right now. He sees Danny Dimes in New York and thinking, oh, man, what could have been. And he's getting frustrated. Yeah, they could bounce back, but I don't see it happening. Give me the Seattle Seahawks in that game. And another best bet that I have is give me the Saints. Everybody's on this, throw the Jags this. It's a flat spot and blah, blah. And I'm a situational spot better. I get it. But if Gardner Minshew didn't have a porn stash from the 70s and, you know, dressed like a porn star from the 70s, nobody would care.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you look at other rookie quarterbacks and other guys that come in, who gets more attention, Gardner Minshew or Kyle Allen? Because Kyle Allen's a nondescript kid from Texas that just does his job.
Yeah.
Gardner Minshew walks around like it's Halloween every day and he gets overhyped and we get value. Teddy Bridgewater just wins. And you want to talk about a trend, guys. Sean Payton has covered 14 consecutive games in the month of October.
Wow.
These guys are October, you know, they own it, the Saints. 13-1 straight up, 14-0 against the spread, the last 14 games in the month of October. Cleveland Browns are 0-2 at home this year.
Yeah.
So something, you know, more things change, the more they stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
They might be excited and hyped up, but we're getting value because people are excited and hyped up. It's still a bad Cleveland Brown football team with some good skill position players. Give me the Seattle Seahawks to beat the Browns.
Right. I totally agree with it. Now, from the incredible number, tell me that you, just for fun, just for bleeps and giggles, will you throw anything on the Washington-Miami game coming up in the tank for Tua Bowl?
You're not the only one that asked me about this. And I'm going to tell you, people seem so interested in this game. Why don't we just flex it? The Chargers-Steeler game sucks anyway. Just put it on Sunday Night Football. It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
One of those type of deals. And this is going to surprise you, but and you know me a year or so, Pete.
Yep.
I'm actually getting more disciplined and wiser with age. I'm dressing better and I'm smarter. I dress for success and suddenly I'm feeling it because I'm as degenerate as they come. I mean, I just told you guys about a no-run prop 16-4 fact, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not going anywhere near this football game. I don't know why people do. I got into an argument last night with somebody on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Got pretty heated.
Yeah.
I said I like the Vikings. And then after he said, that game is too tough to bet on. You can make arguments for both sides. And then he spent 20 minutes talking about how he liked the Redskins. I said, so you're telling me you'd rather put your money on the Redskins than the Vikings? Well, they're playing the Dolphins because the Dolphins want to lose. Maybe the Dolphin organization wants to tank, but you think the players on the field are trying to lose?
No.
Because, oh, they're going to draft new players?
Yeah.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard when people say that. Oh, this team's they're trying to tank. Yeah, I'm sure that the starting linebacker on the Dolphins wants to get replaced by a new kid that gets drafted, right?
Right, exactly.
That's the way it works. When organizations tank, they put a subpar product on the field. But those subpar players on the field are still busting their ass trying to win.
Yeah.
So the stuff about the Dolphins aren't going to try to win. Yeah, Flores wants to be 0-16, as if. So if I had to bet it, which I don't, and for everyone out there, unless we're doing everything communist China tells us to do, you don't have to bet this game, guys. You know, there's no law that says you have to bet every game.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it, I would take the points with the Dolphins, but I'm not doing it.
Okay.
All right, you're the man.
Gabe Morency, you are the man. Thank you so much, man. Have a profitable weekend.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.